Wholesale Granite. This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Is John there?
Well, he is not available. Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah. Is there someone else there, like a CFO controller that helps him with the business finances? Is that you?
That would be me.
Oh, perfect. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. And I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just wanted to follow up on a finance offer our bank had mailed out to you guys two and a half weeks ago. Basically, it was based on some financing you guys did with TCF back in 2009. And so based on that, it looks like it was for some equipment. And based on that, we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250K. So I kind of just wanted to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Well, we at this moment don't need any financing on anything, and we really don't like to finance anything unless we absolutely have to. So
no, I definitely.
I don't really think we have a need for that right now.
Okay. No, I definitely understand that. Is there like a typical time of year that you guys would evaluate your equipment or capital needs? Or is it kind of just like on an as-needed basis?
Kind of as needed. And right now, I mean, there is really no equipment with the exception of one that we would actually have to finance. Anything we do, we pretty much just purchase outright.
Oh, okay. What's the one that you guys would have to finance if...
If we had to finance anything, it would be if we were ever to have to replace our water jet, which is about a $250,000 piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't see that happening either, so.
Okay, and then so how long does one of those normally last, like the one you have now?
Forever, if you maintain it.
Oh, okay, so hopefully you
guys have. I mean, we're constantly doing the computer upgrades and the new updates that come with it, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think we would ever have a need to do that.
Okay, good. And are the updates, like, does that also cost every time you guys spend on the
updates? It does, but it's just something that we pay for, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's not like an outstanding price.
Oh, no. We're just talking, you know, a few thousand at a time. So.
Okay.
That
makes a lot of sense. And then, just out of curiosity, what are, like, are you guys mainly business-to-business or business-to-consumer?
We are business-to-consumer.
Okay, business-to-consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what are, like, the typical payment terms you guys extend to your customers? Like net 30?
Everything is pay on receipt.
Okay, pay on receipt.
Yeah,
okay. That's good. okay, so, I mean, it sounds like you guys are doing pretty good. You guys, sounds like you have the capital, unless you guys ever needed to replace that water jet. Then that's when you guys would be looking for something. And then if that ever did happen, we do have an equipment financing program that would help you out there. It's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term in our... with monthly payments, and rates start like in the single digits. So that's definitely something, if that need ever did arise, or if like you ever wanted to just finance something smaller just so you guys can stay, keep your cash flow, we definitely have options for that. Are you guys growing at all?
No, our business is pretty consistent. It's been the same, you know, pretty steady and about the same for a long, long time, and we're not looking to really grow it larger than what it is.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes
sense.
And how do you guys get new customers? Do you guys do like media, print, digital marketing at all?
We have a little bit of television advertising and some local advertising, but for the most part, the majority of our business is word of mouth. We've been in business a long time, so that's where a lot of it comes from.
Oh, how long have you guys been in business for?
We have been here for 11 years. But the man that owns it has been doing this business for years and years.
Okay, so kind of like...
He's had a lot of following, yeah.
Okay, so John Manis?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, I see. And so do you guys have like a current bank like that you guys lean on for financing if needs come up?
If needs come up, we do have a local banker that we have a very good relationship with, and that's who we would probably go to first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
How
long have you guys been working with that local bank?
Oh, gosh. Well, ever since this company has been in business, and him personally, you know, well beyond that.
Okay. So it sounds like what has your experience been like with them? Pretty good?
Excellent. Yeah, we've had never had any complaints. They take awesome care of it.
Awesome. Do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants?
Pardon?
Do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants?
If we were to have any, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you guys like have a line of credit with them or no?
Yes, we do. We do.
Oh, you do. Do you guys use that often?
No.
Oh, okay.
We often enough to keep it. That's
often
it.
Often enough to keep it. Okay. But you guys don't. You guys don't ever
just
like...
so that we know that it's there if we need it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. So you guys never like use it at like 50% or capacity.
Oh shoot, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Good. Good. Because that can definitely raise some flags and they can call on it at any time. Have you inquired to them about like increasing it at all, or you just don't need
no,
to?
No, but we really haven't had a need to. So.
Okay. And then when you guys purchase equipment, do you guys like go through a vendor like that you guys normally do with that has financing, or do you guys, like you said, like try and pay outright usually?
We usually just pay outright.
Okay.
One payment. We usually just purchase it outright.
Okay. Did you guys buy anything new this year?
No, I don't believe we have bought anything major this year.
Awesome. Okay. And then, okay, so if we could, just out of curiosity, if we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, your gross annual sales, is there anything you guys could do with that?
If we could do what now?
If I could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales.
What do you mean unlock it?
Like, you know, get you capital.
Oh, no, I don't think we're interested in anything like that now.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like basically from what you told me, things are going pretty good. You guys are mainly business to consumer and pay on receipt, so you guys don't ever really run into cash flow problems while waiting for payment. Because I've been around for 11 years, and sounds like it's all mainly word of mouth, a little bit of TV and local advertising, but you guys mainly focus on that. And then you guys have that local bank that you normally lean on. But if anything does come up, like if that water jet ever does fail, you know, if something crazy happens and you guys do need financing, like I said, we do have that equipment financing program. And then, you know, if you guys ever do want to dabble in further marketing, or if you find that maybe you guys start growing and need extra capital for personnel, we do have working capital programs that could help there. So I would definitely love to send you an email just with a little bit of information so you have it on file. Would that be okay?
Sure.
What's the best email to send it to?
It's wholesalegranite at pldi.net.
P, like P-L?
Paul Larry Dog,
Paul Larry Dog, like ice.net?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email, and I'll just have our application, too, just so you have it on hand, just in case something happens. And then when's the best time to follow up with you guys? Like a few times a year, just to check in?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
just whenever. Okay.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.